Hi guys. Well, it's been like forever since I recorded any episode. I've just really lay low. Okay, first things first. If you're just listening to my podcast for the first time, my name is Olaide. Olumide is my surname. A lot of people mistake that, but anyways, we'll talk about that some other time. So my name is Olaide. I'm a brand strategist, and I write copies and I write content basically for brands. And yeah, I also manage social media platforms as well. So what do I enjoy to do? I enjoy eating. I'm very slim, like I don't look like I eat, but I actually eat a lot. I'm a foodie. I love to take pictures, and I love to try new things because I'm a kind of person that I get bored with routine easily. So about Vizio is basically my should I call it hiding place, or should I call it where I share my secrets, my anxieties, my feelings, my emotions? Basically, Vizio is where you get to hear about me. So even though you've never met me as a person, or even though you know me before as a person, Vizio is actually where you get to see some sides of me that you've never seen before. Vizio is where you get to hear me, where you get to see me explode, see me cry, see me laugh, you know, see me just things that I can't share with people on a normal day. Vizio is where I get to share it, and where I get to allow people see what my life is like. Basically, the aim of this is to encourage people, you know, teach people in my own little way, get to know how people think, what people think, and also get people to see the reasons behind some of the actions that I take and what makes me me. So if you're listening for the first time, that's a brief introduction of who I am and what Vizio is all about. You can listen to all my other episodes for you to actually enjoy who I am. I've not really recorded any podcast episode in a long time. I apologize for that. Actually, I don't want to say there is a reason for that. There are reasons for that. But I feel like when it comes to crafts, when it comes to art, when it comes to what you enjoy doing, when it comes to something that people know you for, consistency is actually very key. And that you should not allow anything to stop you from being consistent. Because if there's anything I've actually learned, is that consistency actually is what builds you as a brand, as a person, and over time you become something that you've done repeatedly. So it's like a habit, something you're known for, something you do every day, something you enjoy doing, something that people know you for, like you've been consistent with it. So if people are asked to describe you, they would describe you based on that particular attitude, habit, or character that you've depicted over time. And it's because you've been consistent with it. So if you're a very straightforward person, you're a blunt person, people see you and they say, oh, she's very blunt. Why? Because you've maintained that part of you over time, and people have come to realize that, oh, that is actually who you are. It's not like you're trying to fake it. There might be other sides of you, but if you've not shown it over time, people might not attribute it to you. They might mention it, but they are not going to mention it as much as they would mention the other part of you that you've been consistent with. So I'm going to be sharing some little secrets about the reason why I have not been able to record or put out episodes. These are secrets that I've been trying to hide from everybody, and I'm also trying to work on, because I really don't want anything to affect Vizio. Vizio means so much to me. Vizio is a platform that I see going beyond just here. I see it becoming a global phenomenon. So I see it competing with podcasts around the world. I see it becoming a platform bigger than this. It means so much to me. Okay, before I start talking about these things, I just want you guys to know that I am not saying this to seek for pity or to discourage anyone or to make anybody think that I'm looking for attention. It is actually none of those things. If there's anyone that doesn't really want other people in her business, it's actually me. I'm just going to be sharing this because I just feel like sometimes letting things out is actually a way of you, getting over it. So, first it is my phone is actually getting bad. I don't know what's going on, but I think as at April or May, I started having issues with my phone. My microphone just stops working. So if I've been holding my phone for a while and I need to send a voice note to someone, I realized that after talking for like 10 minutes, there is no sound. Like, can you imagine? Like, imagine you're having a gist with your friend and there's this very hot gist. There's this thing you want to say and you know that if you actually type it, the person will not get it. So you're like, let me send you VN, I beg. And then you send VN and the person responds and says, I can't hear anything. And then you're like, what? No. You get, like, it's crazy. So I didn't really notice it until, you know, people started complaining. They can't hear me. And I'm like, what's going on? So it was later that I discovered that I don't know what is going on. But for my microphone to work, I practically have to switch off my phone and switch it on or restart it. So right now I'm recording this podcast after restarting my phone. You get? So I can't just quickly say, oh, something drops in my head now and I really need to let it out, and then I record it in a draft, you get, and then I save it. I can't do that. Like, there was a podcast I recorded, if I can remember, and I think I just wanted to save it as a draft. So I've talked for like 10 minutes or so. And then I just said, oh, let me play this thing and listen to it. And there was no sound. And I was like, gosh. And the thing about my podcast is sometimes I use scripts, sometimes I don't use a script. And I actually like the ones that I don't use a script, where it just comes, you guess. And I just talk like I'm having a conversation with someone. It's not scripted. It's not predetermined. I usually like such episodes. Like, in fact, most of my episodes are without scripts. Of course, some of them I have a lineup of things I want to talk about, but I actually prefer ones that I just talk. Like, I just say things because makes me feel like I'm having a conversation with someone. So yeah, I don't think I'm going to get a new phone soon because right now I actually have bills to pay. Like, bills are piling, man. Adult food and stuff, house rent about to expire, paying loans and all that. So I can't even say, oh, let me remove out of my salary and save up and buy a new phone. I can't even do that. So I guess I'm just going to keep managing the phone until I'm able to afford a new one, or someone gives me a new one. Who knows, miracles happen, right? Yeah. Second thing is, I've actually been depressed for a while. Yeah, a lot of people don't know because I don't show it, but a lot of times I laugh, I joke, I talk, I update my status on WhatsApp, I go on Twitter and I tweet and I respond to tweets, and I go on Instagram, I like pictures, you know, I go to work, I smile, everybody sees me, I take pictures, and then I come back to my room and then there's this emptiness, there's this space, there's this hollow. And as much as I would love to talk to someone about it, I always feel like, okay, fine, it's good to talk about something, but if there's really no one to help, if the person you're actually talking to cannot help you, I feel like it's a waste of time. I don't know if it's just me, but I'm tired of people saying, oh, hey, yeah, sorry, male, you'll be fine. Like, I know that's the typical thing that all of us, we say to other people, but a lot of times I wish someone would just say, oh, how can I help? I know right now I can't really help you, but if there's anything I could do, maybe pray with you. You get, like, pray with you, pray for you, you know, just come around, visit you to cheer you up, buy you food. Like I said, I'm a foodie. You know, I just wish sometimes that, you know, I visit people at least in my only two way. When I can, I make time for people that I really like. And there was a day I was so alone. My flatmate was not at home. I think she went to her sister's place, and I was alone. And I was so alone, and you know, I just thought about it, that is there anyone I can call to come and actually spend some time with me, you know, to just lift my mood. And I couldn't think of anybody, and it just dawned on me, like, wow, I am so alone. Yeah, I know I'm not alone. I have Jesus. I have Jesus, I have God, I have the Holy Spirit, I have the Trinity. But no, that's just sometimes that you just need that human, you just need that human connection. And sometimes when I tell some of my friends, oh, I want to come over, I want to come and see you, I just want to come and spend some time, and they don't get it. Yeah, they just feel like, oh, she just wants to come. And most of them, at times, they don't say anything. They just stylishly ignore. Some of them give excuses. Some of them just outrightly say they're not around. Yet. And at times, I'm like, it's not like I really want to be a bother to anybody. But I'm a kind of person that I overthink. And overthinking gets me into that depressed state. So, in order not to get to that state, I am trying not to be alone. I try to be around people, like people that I really like. Fine, I might not talk to you about my problem at that moment, but the fact that I'm with you, the fact that we could talk about diverse topics, we could talk about different things, but the fact that at that moment I'm not alone, and I'm not thinking about the loans I'm paying, the fact that I don't have food and stuff like that. I mean, it just cheers me up, you know. And I just want to say that a lot of times people detach themselves and we don't ask questions. The funny thing is, I don't know if people that were close to me noticed, but there was a time I detached myself from everybody, including my family. I wasn't picking my family's calls. My mom would call and call and call, and I would just ignore calls. And she thought I was just avoiding her. Yeah, maybe I was avoiding her because I didn't want her to see through those fears, through that. I didn't want her to see through that part of me. She would be scared. She would be really afraid. I wasn't suicidal. I wasn't thinking about committing suicide. Like doesn't get to that point for me. But I was just so lonely that I could have actually taken decisions that I wouldn't have taken on a normal day. Not suicide, but decisions like, you know, seeking for attention on social media, entering somebody's DM and just, you know, asking for a one night stand. You know, yeah, I won't lie, this thought actually came to my mind, and I didn't try any of them because I'm someone that, like I said, I overthink. So as I'm thinking of that kind of thing, on the other side, I'm thinking of the repercussion. I'm thinking of what people say. What if I regret it? So most times, as I'm thinking about something, I'm already giving myself the answer. So, yeah. So, like I said, everybody has stuff they're going through. I mean, the Nigeria's situation right now is enough to get people into a depressed state. Like, I can't even deal right now. There are a lot of things happening in the country that it's enough to actually get someone into a depressed state. But there's just times that I feel like at times people don't really need us to give them money. I mean, as I am now, if a friend comes to me and says, oh, please help me with 5k, I can't, because one, I don't have money in my account. Two, I don't have up to 5k like cash with me right now. So, but instead, if I tell the friend, oh babe or guy, I don't have 5k, but let me see what I can do, that has always been my personality. I could remember when I was still seeking for admission, I had a friend that was already in school, and he called me and said he needed money, and I was like, oh, I don't have money now. So I went to my mom and I said, mom, my friend, I think she knows the person, and I was like, mom, my friend in school, he needs money, do you think you can give me some money to send to him? She was like, dad, they've not paid salary, that if he can be patient until they pay her salary, that she would give me money to send to him. So I called my friend and I said, guy, I talked to my mom, I don't like involving my dad in stuff like that. So I told him, I called my mom and she said salary has not been paid, when salary is paid she'll see what she can do. The girl was like, oh no problem, it's fine, that he has actually been able to get money and all that and all that, you get. So I'm always this kind of person that even if I can't single-handedly help you at that moment, I always try to, you know, talk to other people, you know, just see how I can be of help, you get. And I could remember when some of my friends were actually looking for jobs and I was working, and I made it, I couldn't give them job at that moment, right? Not like I could I could call somebody and say, oh, I have to first give a job, give them a job in your company, you get. But because I remember how these guys were there for me when I really needed them, I got on my knees and I prayed, not just for a day, like I was praying. Anytime I was praying for myself, I would pray for them that God should give them a job. I think a month after, one of them got a job. A week after, the second person got a job, and I'm grateful to God for where they are today. So that's what I'm trying to say, that at times we might not be in the position, so to say, to help. Somebody needs 200k right now, you can't give them 200k, but do you know someone who can help them with 200k? Or if you don't know someone who can help them with 200k, can you pray to God to send them someone that can give them that 200k? You know, a lot of us, I know a lot of us at times, we try to not hurt our friends, we try to not raise their expectations, but I actually feel that when people get to a point where they say, I don't want to talk to anybody about this because no one can help me, it's because they've studied their circle and they've actually realized that every time I talk about my problem, they've not been able to help. So why should I keep talking about it to them? And that was actually one of the reasons why I didn't talk to anybody in my circle about what I was going through. Anytime I talked about my menstrual pain, is terrible. Like, I don't think people know how bad it is. So most times when I talk about, I can remember a time when I talked about it and somebody said I was looking for attention. The person didn't literally say I was looking for attention, but the person said something related to that, and I just smiled because I was like, you have no idea the pain I'm going through. It's actually something that causes me pain every month, and each time I'm getting close to my cycle, I'm always unhappy, I'm always very sad, I'm always anxious, and I'm always scared. There are a number of times that I've prayed to God that, God, take this thing away. I don't want it to keep making me lose opportunities. Like, I've lost job opportunities. There are a lot of things that I want to do right now that I cannot do just because of that. Because it's going to affect me. So, there are a lot of things that I really want to delve into right now that I cannot do because those things require that I am available 24/7, and because I know my health status and all that, I can't do this thing. So this is something that makes me cry. This is something that makes me shed tears. So it's okay if you can't cure my menstrual pain. It's okay if you cannot feel the pain I'm feeling. But do you know a friend or a doctor that I could see? Could you buy me something that could just maybe alleviate? Could you pray for me? Yes. So why don't you do that? That's why I always tell people that I feel like I don't really... I have friends, yes, but my circle is very, very small. It's very small. I know a lot of people, but my circle is small because I feel like there's no need gathering friends when the wind blows, you close your eyes, and then when you open it, you're standing alone, no one to hold your hand. So basically I'm just trying to say that a lot of things are happening, a lot of people are going through a lot of people are not saying things. Yeah, a lot of people are not saying things because the life that we are right now, it has actually made talking about your problem looking for attention. So when people come out to talk about their problems, what they are going through, people say, oh, they are chasing clout, they are looking for attention. So people do not really take people serious anymore. Well, I don't blame them. I think I blame the people that have actually used talking about their problems as a way of manipulating other people, or, you know, extorting other people. So when people don't believe stuff like that, or they see other people as liability, I don't blame them. But I just feel that doing good shouldn't be conditional. See, I am a kind of person that when I can't help someone, I'm always very embarrassed. Like, I might not show it, I might not say it, but deep inside, I am embarrassed. Like, when someone has done so much for me and I cannot reciprocate it when they need me, I feel like I am useless. And a lot of times, what I do is I just withdraw from that person. So currently, there's someone that I know that this person has been really good to me, this person has been really nice to me, this person has done so much for me, but I've not been able to even do half for this person. I am currently withdrawing because I don't want it to be that I'm the one that keeps taking and I'm not giving. And there was a time I told someone, I said, I don't want to have a boyfriend because I feel like I can't maintain the relationship. The person was like, what do you mean maintain? I was like, at this stage of my life right now, I can hardly take care of myself. I can hardly take care of my younger ones. So if a guy comes into the picture now, if he's celebrating his birthday, I want it to be that I could go to the gift shop and get him something amazing to appreciate him. If it's our anniversary, I want to be able to say, oh, we are splitting the dinner bill. But at this point that I am now in my life, the kind of relationship I want, I can't afford it yet. And I don't like, I'm not a one-way person. Like, I like when the attention is reciprocated, the gifts are reciprocated, the time is reciprocated. I'm that kind of person. So I think all I'm just trying to say is that when people come to you to talk to you about their problems, what they are going through, it's okay if you cannot help at that moment. But if you cannot help at that moment, why not sit down and, you know, think about other things you could do to help? Or you could ask the person. There were times that I've talked about my problem to people and they think that the reason I'm talking to them is because I want them to give me money. No. There are times that I don't need you to give me the money. There are times that I just want you to pray with me, or, you know, come to visit me, cheer me up, or recommend me a movie, or recommend me a book. You know, just little things. They matter. But we think we have to do so much. No, we don't have to. There was a story I heard, I don't know how true it is. A lady said she was about to kill herself. And there was this stranger that smiled at her. The stranger's smile was so genuine. It was so comforting. It was so pure that she had to rethink and say, if this lady's smile could make me change my mind about committing suicide, it means there are at least 1,000 people like her whose smile will make other people change their decisions. So instead of me killing myself, the way this lady has saved me with her smile, let me also save her. I mean, let me also save other people with my own smile. Who knows what you would do that would save someone? Who knows if it's your prayers? Who knows if it's your call? Who knows if it's that text message? Who knows if it's that small biscuit? Who knows if it's that pineapple that you took to work that made the person change their mind about, oh, people don't love me? Who knows, maybe it's you saying, oh, I have biscuits, let's share. That actually makes the person still believe that there is love. I'm putting this out there because throughout that period that I was going through a lot, only one person actually did a lot. Even though she didn't know she was doing a lot, she just saw it as normal, but it wasn't normal to me. It wasn't. So I will talk more about this. I feel like this episode is getting really long, but I hope you guys get what I'm trying to say. It's bad enough that we are living in a country that doesn't make things easy for us. At the end of the day, all we have is each other. All we have is each other. You don't have to have the whole world to make someone smile. The little things count. So, yeah, those are like the two major reasons why I've not been recording my episode. Yeah, there's work, but work is not really like a very big factor. Yeah, like this too. It's not like I can maneuver my way around my work. So it's not really work. It was during the lockdown that my work was, oh my God. You get a bone. Now I have the weekends to myself, so work is not an excuse. But guys, don't worry, I am fine. I am fantastic. I have gotten books, you know, I have watched movies, I have listened to preachings, and also I am fine. I am okay. Do I still think? Yes. But am I depressed? No, I am fine. I just thought to put this out there so we all see that the people closest to us are actually the people going through a lot. That they don't talk about it doesn't mean they're not going through anything. So let's be kind, let's be good, let's be all that we can be. So guys, please listen to this episode, please share it. I would really love if a lot of people actually get to listen to this podcast. See, if I have money, I would actually promote this podcast. Like, I will promote it on Twitter, promote it on Facebook, promote it on Instagram, promote it everywhere. But I don't think I can do that right now. But please, if you can share, I would appreciate it, because like I said, the little things matter. You don't know if it's my podcast that you will share with somebody and they will hear and they will say, ah, this lady has gone through what I'm going through and she's happy and she's okay. Omo, I beg, let me cheer up. You get? So the little things matter. So guys, thank you so much for listening. If you're a first time listener, I love you. Thank you so much. I'm not always so serious. Once in a while I do the shenanigans, but you know, there's just times that the occasion really calls for seriousness, you know. I'll be telling you guys some other things later, but for now, peace out.